Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. I wish you all had been able to listen to our pre-show. We were having a pretty good time. My guest this morning is Robin Bertram, and she hails from South Carolina, North Carolina, somewhere in the Carolinas, currently Bluffton, South Carolina. And she is a powerful force for personal transformation. She has overcome many things in her life, and we're going to talk about that. She's a prayer warrior. She's a passionate teacher, and she believes everyone needs to carve out time that we need for personal renewal and reflection. And I love this term she has. We need to learn how to reject rejection. So welcome, Robin, to the show.
Thank you, Laurie Beth. It's an honor and a privilege to be with you today, and I'm looking forward to it. I just love what you do, and I see that we have a lot of commonality, and that's very exciting to me.
And the accent is almost one of the things we have in common, but I think yours is kind of nicer than mine. I love talking to people from the South. So Robin, let's just dive in here. You mentioned in the pre-call that when I asked how you got started in all this, you told an interesting story. So let's share that with our listeners today.
Yes, I'd love to, Laurie Beth. My issues started out quite a few years ago. I was struggling with anxiety and panic attacks. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't even know what it was at first. And I went to my physical, my doctor for a physical, and discussed the issues with him. And he decided to try some medication. And Laurie Beth, from that point, when I came home, I was so affected, could not deal with the medication at all. And so I went back and I talked with him further about it, and we decided just to go off the medication, and we would determine another course of action. Well, at that time, I had been studying the Bible, and it was as though a light bulb came on for me. It was so crystal clear that my answers, the very answers that I needed, I would find within the scripture. So I just decided to delve in and really understand the Word of God. I'd grown up in a pastor's home. I knew the Bible. I read the Bible. I just didn't know how to apply it to my own life's issues. And from that, radical change came to my life. I was healed of all panic attacks, anxiety, and the Lord really put a passion in my heart to take what I had learned out and teach and train other people with that same understanding. It's simply written in the Word of God.
So in the press release on your book, called Shadows Among Us, Real Solutions to Real Problems, you have highlighted Psalm 119, verse 105, that says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Is that the scripture that you applied to the panic attack issues?
Well, yes, that was very much the direction. I just felt the Lord absolutely lead me on that path. And, you know, Laurie, what was so interesting about it, when I was going through the process, I did not have the full understanding. It's only in hindsight, as I looked back, and that I saw the Lord just intricately teach me day by day as I committed to get in the Word of God, read the Scriptures, and it was truly like one path at a time, the Lord would highlight a Scripture like that particular Scripture that just brought comfort to my heart. This is the path. I'm going to light it. You're going to walk on it to find your own healing and your own destiny. And that's exactly what happened. It was so astounding. The panic attacks were based in fear, and the scripture that freed me from fear was the scripture that says, "Perfect love casts out fear." And fear has to do with punishment. And you'll read that in 1 John. And I was so overwhelmed by that particular scripture that it came to my understanding that fear I thought was just a part of my personality. And it wasn't until I really understood that scripture that that was a lie. I did not have to walk in fear. Fear was not part of my personality, and it was something that I needed to stand against. And when that scripture took hold and really got that in my spirit, Lori Beth, things radically changed. The fear left, the anxiety left, and the panic attacks left.
So when you would feel the symptoms start coming on, and for those who have never experienced panic attacks, can you describe what the symptoms were and then
Absolutely.
how you emerged out of that?
For me, it was a sudden feeling that was irrational feeling. It was a feeling where I would feel like if I did something, whether it would be take a Tylenol or go into a certain area, that I would not be able to breathe. I felt like I was dying. I felt weight on my chest very heavily. I just felt very weighted down. I would start to feel very anxious and sometimes just like hot, very hot. And it was a very pronounced struggle that I would feel like I was in dire danger. So the fear was overwhelming, almost to the point of paralyzing me. And so the panic attacks were very real and irrational. You know when you take a Tylenol that or some kind of just a simple an aspirin or whatever that you're going to be fine. But for me, it was a point in time where I felt like I was going to die.
Wow. So perfect love casts out fear. How did you connect? What does perfect love feel like?
Well, you know, I really started to think about it in terms of, you know, of God's love. His love is so all-encompassing, and there's such safety attached to his character, his personality, his presence. There's a safety there. And, you know, the Word of God is so clear so many times throughout Scriptures. He tells us in his Word, fear not. And what that said to me is I was choosing to walk in a place of fear instead of walking in a place of faith, trusting God as my protector, knowing that he came to give us life and life more abundantly. I was not walking in the abundant life that Jesus died and paid for. I was walking in a place of fear and panic and anxiety. And that one scripture, when it really got into my heart, I made a decision, and I absolutely decided that I would not walk against something that was opposed to his word and opposed to his nature. And for me personally, it was truly that simple. And I learned that fear was my enemy, that I did not have to embrace it as part of my personality, part of who I was, that I truly could stand against it. And I could trust God to be everything I needed him to be, and most of which at that time, he needed to be my protector. And so that was a part of the nature of God that I learned during that time. So I just poured the Word of God into me. I would read, Lori Beth, sometimes 3-4 hours a day. And it was literally, you know, the water washes. The Word of God literally washed me clean as I was reading that. And fear could not stay. It had to go.
You know, I love that image. And I'm thinking of the horse trainer, John Pirelli. And there's an ad I saw in a magazine. And he's sitting on this horse, and it has no bridle, no saddle, no visible means of control, and the horse is relaxed, he's bareback, and the horse's ears are pointing forward, and, you know, that would be a normal scene, because a lot of people can get on a horse, but what was interesting about the scene is that there were people running at the horse with umbrellas, and there was a helicopter hovering, like, you know, 50 feet over its head, and the horse was just as relaxed, and I'm thinking of that image of the horse couldn't see John Pirelli in front of him, in fact, he couldn't see him at all. But he knew he was there, and so he was totally at ease.
Yeah.
And so as you talk about knowing the nature of Christ, then if we can, sometimes we can't see God in front of us. All we see are people running at us or helicopters, you know, threatening to land on top of us. But if we can relax into the nature of God, which
yeah.
is what I think you're talking about, then those panic attacks can help dissipate. Now,
yeah.
talk about this term, reject rejection.
Oh, my goodness, yes. You know, that I just absolutely love, because a lot of my life I walked in rejection also. That was part of the fear that just so encompassed my life. Fear of what people think, fear of people's reaction to what I say, you know, all of those fears, so fear-based. And what I learned as I started to read the Word of God, that again, rejection, it's not my friend, it's not who I'm supposed to be, it's not part of my nature. And again, I just, it's almost like I would see rejection as an enemy that I did not have to associate with.
Mm.
And rejection is simply making a choice. God has already accepted me. God already has approved me. He's put his seal of approval on me through the power of the Holy Spirit. And through that relationship, my relationship with my Heavenly Father, nothing else matters. So simply by understanding his love again for me, the feelings that I would feel as I would deal with other people, I could then say, that holds no weight over me, that has no precedent in my life, because I've already been accepted by God alone, who is the most important person, the most important being in my life.
Mm.
And when you come to that understanding, the other just goes away. It doesn't
yeah.
have the weight, the power, or the control over my life anymore.
And I think
so. It's learning to really see ourselves the way God sees us, and learning to walk in the reflection of his own nature.
Mm. Now, you have a book, Shadows Among Us, and we have
yes.
About 3 minutes left. Tell us about this book. What are you talking about? Shadows Among Us by Robin.
Shadows Among Us is all of these issues that we've been talking about. In my book, Shadows Among Us, I comprehensively cover foundational principles written in the Word of God that help us stand against all of these issues that we deal with, and most of us, at some point in time, we deal with fear, we deal with rejection, we deal with depression, all of those issues that are very common to most of us at some point in time in our life. Shadows Among Us is looking at those dark places in us, finding the root cause. Why are they there in the first place? Because that's critical. We have to understand what takes place in our life, whether it's trauma, whether it's passed down through generational line, perhaps we come from a dysfunctional family, whatever those issues, we believed a lie as a small child, whatever those issues are, we line those issues up with foundational truths that are written in God's Word. And when we understand his principles, then all of those issues, no matter what those issues are, they become so minimal in our lives, because we learn the tools of God to come against the darkness that resides in us. We bring the light in, and that darkness has to flee. And it's tremendous. Laura Beth, I did 15 years of prayer ministry, working with people with all kinds of issues, and this is what I did. I would show them in the Word of God where their issues were and line them up with the truth of God's Word. And once you understand the root cause, that has to break in you.
Wow.
And it will. It does. It's
okay,
amazing
so
how many lives I've seen transformed by applying these very simple principles that Jesus came and taught in the Word of God for us to deal with our own issues.
Wow. Robin Bertram. You can reach her at robin@robinbertram.org. robin@robinbertram.org. And this book addresses, listen to this, fear, depression, guilt, temptation and compulsive behaviors, loneliness, self-worth, forgiveness, reconciliation, restoration, and hope. Robin, bless you in your work. You're doing, you truly are a bird song of freedom. May this book be a breath of spring. Thank you all. Listeners, check her out. And remember, the Lord is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Thank you for being on the show, Robin.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.